Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
If you want to be my friend, you better go and get a pen.
Hey.
And maybe we can keep in touch.
Come on.
Like they did in the old days, it wasn't so long ago. Wish you well.
One more. Some of it is Bobcat in Police Academy.
Barney, yeah. I think I fell into Barney from Simpsons the other day.
He was injured. Like
he was hurt. He's hurt. He's in the hospital.
He's not doing well.
He's coming out of sedation.
Sort of
shot.
A serious episode of The Simpsons.
I drove into a tree again.
We can get serious about drunk driving, folks.
That's how we do. That's how they do it through The Simpsons.
Barney just gets terribly injured.
Hey, pen pals, you're hearing a third voice.
That's right.
Maybe your app doesn't tell you who it is. So
guest
we will.
Week.
Guest.
Yeah.
Comedian, actor, writer, comedy festival hang. I feel like we see each other at those more than anywhere else.
We've hit at least two or three.
Karaoke. Yes. Karaoke participant.
Yo,
One of those was more glowing than the other.
I wasn't there. I'm going to say participant because I know you participated.
Sure, you know technically.
I didn't see what you
know what it was? It was people at the comedy, the comedian's cookout the next day being like, you see Langston?
Do you see? Hey,
were you still there when Langston?
We gotta book this guy a little more
on the karaoke.
We gotta get him a little
after
more
after party aspect alone.
This Langston guy Kerman. Is Langston using Kerman. The microphone in the wrong direction.
Langston Kerman, everybody.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thanks for having
also,
me.
Also, I know I talked to you about this when we were at High Plains.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've had to burn it yet, but whatever your next special is, if the voicemails, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
don't end up. You do that.
No, that has to.
No, yeah. I'm that's 100% the goal is
it has to.
Goal.
Yeah, just shape a world gold. Around.
Yes. It also has that thing I love where like people in our lives operating for lack of a better term, normally, and us going, I'm gonna take that really quick. I need this.
It is the part of, and we should just explain what it is probably,
call.
But I've been working my mother-in-law's Hinge account. She put me in charge of it. And I have.
Isn't that already fun?
Yes.
Like in terms of topic sentence for a paper you're about to read, you're like, go on.
I mean,
like,
you're immediately on board.
We think so much about these type of things, and that's already the great opening to a pitch.
No, yes. it was truly, and I'm a selfish little piggy, but I went to her and I was like, we've got to find you love. And you're scared of the internet.
Sure.
Let me do it.
I got
it.
It gets better.
I'll do this.
Let me put it together.
I got this. And she is such a sweet, sincere person that she was like, well, you wouldn't do me any harm. Go ahead. You take the reins. Nothing bad could come from this.
And I can't even imagine this going wrong.
Langston, I think even if you had done it all without any enjoyment for yourself, you still would have run into these wild cards. coming at you.
Oh, no, you still would have arrived at this location. There's no way around it.
It could not have ended any differently.
Exactly.
But boy, do we get a roller coaster of complicated feelings in between.
Have you seen this bit, Lissa?
No.
Oh, my God.
That's unreal.
It's a very silly thing, but then I've also additionally started gathering up some of the messages that the men send in post.
Yeah.
And I have the audio messages that I sometimes incorporate into my sets. Yeah.
It's just now, gold.
I think at Largo you closed on this. Do you close on? Is this like a closer?
Yeah. Well, it's the way I've been doing it on the road is I interweave them throughout the hour.
Yeah. Great.
I'll like open with that, and then there's like one in the middle, and then I close.
And Lexan, you shoot the special
based
on that being a through line, do you know what your credits is? Can we talk? That song lines up with this.
Sure.
Can we talk?
I'm not mad
for
at
a minute.
Yeah.
Let's all do. What do we think that's going to cost?
No.
What do you
Devin
think?
Gamble, we got to get in touch with Devin.
Probably at least $45,000.
That's probably
at least.
It's songs are so fucking expensive.
I was about to say, I think you're
low in it.
You're going low.
I think you're going low, but at least 45.
Wasn't the joke that they wrote into one of the early episodes of The Office cost them $80,000 because of the song?
Oh, because of the song. Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, and they were like, "Hey, we're gonna keep it, but just so you know, guys, like, be."
Yeah,
conscious of this because that cost us $80,000.
Just so you know, you're now on the chopping block for being canceled.
Yeah. Do you like? I don't want to. Maybe
it's okay.
Like, I don't want to talk about this, but if you're willing to share, do you think that like in like a special, it would just like play in the like? Do you like finish a joke and then just on the like? It's not the overhead, but like the monitors, the speakers, or whatever. Suddenly, it just comes on
the one of the voicemails.
Yeah,
I set them up very like this is what's coming. I don't want it to be insane.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I have to always be framing this as being like, guys, remember this
thing
that I'm doing.
Yeah,
and it's not, let me remind you, I'm not a complete predator.
So I love that it's
by proxy. It's by like, proxy.
Yeah,
by proxy. I'm trying to get sex for a lady that. That really needs
it. I married her daughter. Yeah. This is where you start to lose them in the pitch.
Now you're trying to do what? Like, oh, man.
I'm trying to get an older lady boned.
I can't wait to watch the hour.
It seems like, oh, he's doing volunteer work. Yeah, that's nice.
No, this is
what
a good guy. This is a good guy.
This guy's got a heart.
I like this guy.
Yeah. Should we do it?
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Stadtsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go to the letter.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna go.
You got it?
Me or you? Because I want you to experience.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
You ever pull out a letter and go, I don't know if we'll get to the second.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Hey, pals. Kate from Chicago here. Thought it was a sign I should finally reach out when last weekend we went to the Pizza Hut Classic while visiting my little sister in Geneseo, Illinois.
Do you know about these?
No.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut There's has a few Pizza of Hut Classics like when we were kids, like in the 80s.
The stained glass lamps over the table.
It's designed exactly like red. Old Pizza Huts, and they have them in the most obscure places. Yeah.
I was going to surprise you with this next time we find ourselves near my hometown of Rochelle, Illinois. We played Geneseo in football, so we could easily go over to Geneseo and go to
I know Geneseo. You have
and because I support Rochelle Township High School football so much, yeah. I will not spend my money in Geneseo.
Fair. And when we
got to go back to the boys.
So they're going from Chicago out to Geneseo to visit the little sister. When we realized we passed through Rochelle, we hit up country school on the way home. Neither disappointed. Some pics are attached. My question for you is, if you could shoot a different liquid out of each fingertip on one of your hands, what would you choose? Oh. The person who posed the question to me said that the liquids have to be edible. There is an argument on how thick the liquid can be. Example, you can have broth, but you can't have chunky soup. Milkshake, but not soft serve. Oh. I personally tried to choose things that could be multi-purpose. What would save me the most money? What if the zombie apocalypse comes? What liquids would be most beneficial? My edible liquids, for example, would be five fingers, five liquids. Number one, hot coffee. Mm. Number two, olive oil. Can also be used as a lubricant.
Okay.
I bet we come back to that. Number three, whiskey. Can also be used as a disinfectant. Number four, hot sauce. Can also be used as pepper spray. Five, ice cold sparkling water. We've also done versions where the liquid doesn't have to be edible too. Can you imagine if you could have gasoline? Needless to say, this question has provided me with hours of debates and laughs, and I'm curious to know what you'd shoot out of your fingers. LOL. Love you guys. Thanks for all the laughs. Kate.
Bling, 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 bling. This is great.
Okay. Water. You have to have gasoline.
Are we saying
it has to be edible or any liquid?
What's more fun, edible? I think that's the parameters of the original question.
They said sometimes it goes either way. That's what they're saying.
Well, let's do edible. Let's say it's got to be edible.
It's got to be edible. Because we would all agree that if it's not edible, gasoline is number one.
Well,
right?
Are you considering zombie apocalypse and just saving money? I mean, you would be the richest man in the world.
Gasoline, you've got a lighter. You now have a flamethrower. On the end of your finger.
I wonder if you're going to 10 years down the line regret having a gasoline finger, though, when we're all electric and things True. Are...
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You just start filling up gallon things and you become a billionaire.
For the people that still want riding fast.
You're saying that it never stops being an essential resource. It just may not be one for our cars.
You just try to sell them before 10 years.
You just get rich.
Get in that window.
And then you just have a fat fucking gas finger.
I'm just Daniel Van Kirk. That's all I am.
This isn't even a mom and pop business. Yeah.
I'm from the Midwest. I'm just out here independently trying to make it.
They call me Mr. Gas.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Gas.
I love that. Okay, we're going edible.
I think what do you think? Does seem like the original question.
I am very willing to keep it edible.
Let's keep it edible.
Because then I do think we would all just pick essential resources in our fingers, and then it's not as
If you gotta get creative about the use of it.
Yeah.
We're all going to pick water for one of the fingers.
Here's my question.
I sure hope so.
Can you choose...
And then my next one is bizarre.
Can you choose how you want the temperature to come out? Like sometimes is it freezing water or sometimes boiling water?
Well, here's a question.
The reason I think so is because she said ice cold sparkling water and hot coffee. So I think you get to.
No, but I'm saying if it's in water, the moment, do you have can you like decide turn on your hot finger if it comes out super hot or comes out cold?
In the moment? Because I think she is stating that she has picked the temperature.
Right.
That
it will I think
be.
You keep it at that
then
temperature.
Then I would obviously say boiling hot water because you can always cool it down.
Why can't you boil the cold water?
How do you know you have access to fire?
Interesting.
Whoa. Okay.
So we are talking zombie apocalypse.
Well, I'm just,
I was about to say, you're keeping this very apocalyptic.
Honestly, this is a good question. Yeah. What percentage?
How do I know I have access to fire? My other hand.
What if we all
shoot fire? I shoot little pebbles.
What if we all are forced to wear gloves? This doesn't matter at all.
And then my third finger, I shoot little pebbles that are on fire. It was not a good choice.
Some people call them bullets. That's not my language.
But people also call me Mr. Pebbles.
They also don't go fast enough. Just enough to annoy. Like, fuck, dude, stop.
Hey, dude, can you stop? Can you stop?
Is that,
I love
that.
The aggressive of, can you please stop?
Hey, my kids are here, man. Right. Stop.
Just with the pebbles.
That is kids. That is kids. My kids are here. Stop. But the line, can you please stop? That is the most time said in your college years. Because older in life, you're like, I'm going to ask you again to not. Right? Yeah. But younger, still sort of like finding
you're
out. Like,
maybe
you're like, hey,
for,
man, can you stop?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's such a young. Stop.
Yeah. Okay.
Water.
Water.
I think I'm boiling, but also boiling is a weapon.
Oh, this
so
is the question.
That is a smart move.
This is the question I was going to ask you. Honestly, let's not deviate too far. What percentage do you put it at that we will live to see an apocalypse? What percentage?
Oh,
so if I'm thinking about it, in my lifetime, I got to weigh what is the likelihood that we're all trying to cross the Rockies on foot.
I don't know if I would call that part of it what I'm going to see, but okay. I'm thinking like 70%.
Wow.
I think the burning down of things yes. is going to happen in our lifetime. Okay. I think the fallout and survival shit, yeah. we ain't going to make it.
Did you ever see Looper?
Yeah.
I always felt like that was sort of apocalyptic, but like people were still living. There were still cars, but some things had changed. Like,
it's going to get
There'd
real.
There'd been a definite breakdown.
Yeah. We're going to see some real fucking revolutionary shit explode.
Yeah.
And then they're going to like have to rebuild a thing.
There's a book called Dies the Fire where something happens in space that alters the chemical reaction of, I think, iron. Mm. And no, it just happens one day, like some reaction in space that it comes through and affects Earth. And now there's no chemical reaction to iron. And what that means is the combustible engine no longer works, gunpowder no longer works. And so in this book, we still have all the technology, but we go back to like horses and swords and Whoa. Arrows because there's no missiles. There's no, like, it doesn't, we lose
everything,
which I thought was such a crazy, you don't ever think of it like, well, no, just this one crucial thing in life just lost its chemical ability
Whoa.
Through some craziness.
Yeah.
Okay, 70%. What about you?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't
100%
know.
We are going to see the crash of things.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Makes me scared.
We're okay. I'm only 43. I don't know how old
I'm 36.
Yeah, we're in it. Yeah. We're in it
for sure. So let's keep this in mind with fingers then.
It's only when someone asks that question, do you wish you were like 75? You're like, oh, God, I wish I was 75.
Yeah.
Because then you would really live it up for the next 5 years and be like, I'm fucking out
anyway.
And
you're like, they'll be fine.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
Let me know, guys.
And then you just hope that reincarnation isn't a thing. So I can't come
back You're the person.
A turtle? No!
They're not going to make it. And you're like, maybe a fish would if the world
You're the person leaving the party where the idiots are having a good time. And they're like, you're out. And they're like, I'll see you later. Like, we're having a great time.
Hey.
You sure you want to leave? I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Water. Boiling water is a great. I think you make a good point. One, you can cook faster.
Faster.
And then we're always trying to get food on the table faster.
Yeah.
But also, it is a weapon.
It is a weapon.
And I think that
sterilizes things.
It is a weapon. Yeah. I think that matters.
Just a boiling squirt to the eye of your ops, as it were.
Yeah. But now, if you said instead of ice cold sparkling water, if you said frozen water, now you're fucking a little bit of like a Marvel
it's
character.
It's not a liquid, goof.
Okay.
I was wondering how you thought it was going to get out. That was exciting
for me. I think it like goes out and right before it hits you, it turns into ice.
Or Rory, we're over here doing our things and you're like, damn it.
Guys, hold on. Can you hold on? It's only going to go that far. I just stabbed somebody. I have to get close.
Wait,
to
it's melting.
I'll stir your
hold
drink.
Still.
I'll just swirl that for you.
That would be handy.
Yeah. Okay. You're stirring my hot coffee with your frozen. You're ruining
that was my
it.
Question for you,
Can
Rory,
you please stop? Can
is
you please
one
stop?
Of your fingers going to be coffee?
You know what? I don't know.
Because then do you get to choose the type of coffee?
Oh. I think you just presume it's the best.
Just standard
quality. Imagine coffee, you got coffee and whiskey, coffee. And you literally just like the two into a cup. It's going to be fucking great. I mean, it's also the apocalypse. You're like, what do I fucking care?
Yeah, no. I want to feel something.
Whiskey's a great.
Or not feel anything.
Whiskey's a great call, too.
These are great answers. Hot sauce as pepper spray makes sense as a weapon, but I think if you go with boiling water, I think boiling water is going to also be effective.
Let's get naughty. How about boiling hot sauce? Now we're doing something insane.
No, but I think you just kind of want hot sauce.
Yeah, but you could really
but
fuck
now it's
somebody
a triple
up.
Weapon.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Would you do coffee?
Yeah,
I would
something
not.
On there's got to be for you.
I've never, in fact, had a cup of coffee.
I'm not a coffee drinker either.
Yeah, I don't.
I've had a
love coffee.
In the past couple of years, I've had one coffee I've liked a few times.
I love coffee, but in the event
you don't
that
love
I
coffee.
Need to shoot liquids out of my fingers and it is the end of the world, I can walk away from
it. Let's say it's not the end of the world.
I'll give it up. I'll actually stop smoking.
You'll clean up your act a little bit.
I'll get off pot edibles.
Let's say it's not the end of the world. Just for joy. There are people right now hearing us going, contact solution, 100%.
No.
The fact that they would never,
and those people
I got
are wrong.
LASIK, but the fact that they would never have to again worry about, do I have contact solution with me? How much contact? I got to go buy new contact solution.
That does make you wonder, is it like are you like
that's
hydrogen
not edible,
peroxide?
Not edible. Not
edible. Yeah.
No, well, hydrogen peroxide, you can you can use as mouthwash.
Or if you do like saline, then so it's not specific like lens solution, but saline, you can ingest it.
What if you're just really lazy and you're like, urine?
You're like, you already have a finger for that. Oh, right, our dicks. That's on our dicks.
Yeah, a little tiny finger.
Yeah.
I
don't know why that was so satisfying.
Honestly, I do want some of it to be fun. One of these last two fingers is going to be root beer.
Oh, you're going, okay.
Just the best root beer.
Yeah.
Why I've got to have all of them be survival. I can't have a little something.
Here's what I want to know. If we're saying not apocalypse, that changes everything.
Yeah, I want you guys to do it like today.
For fun.
Like, what would you guys do today?
Can I say my last apocalypse? Bone broth. If you're going, that's so much sustenance.
Nourishing protein.
Yes, yes.
I got
okay,
jam.
For fun.
None of those are for fun?
Well, no.
Okay. This man loves bone broth, and you know it.
Bone broth. For a good time.
For a good time. Bone broth me.
Bone broth.
I feel like...
Bone me broth.
Obviously, water is a good choice still.
No matter what.
But then you want it to be a fun second option. Like, it's like water and then pineapple juice, I think.
What if it was just a like pre-mixed margarita?
What if it's room temp water, and that way when you're thirsty, you're just like...
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm not thirsty anymore. Yeah. But if it's boiling water, you can't do that.
I hope the clip is you going, not thirsty anymore. Out of context.
Just 3 seconds. Cut it up.
Not thirsty anymore. And it just comes back to you guys being like, okay.
All right.
You guys just placate me through the whole episode. Okay, so he's here. All
right. We'll be right back.
Okay, so for fun, I still think, yes, water doesn't need to be boiling anymore. Mm. Although, if you love to cook, you've just saved yourself so much time.
Yeah.
You can do a Kraft macaroni and cheese boiling. Let's throw it in. We're good.
Spirals. He loves spirals.
They're the best.
What? Wait, like the blue box?
Yeah.
Blue box.
Kraft spirals macaroni and cheese.
Whoa. I didn't know we could still eat those like as adults.
Listen, I
thought that was a child's meal.
You're going to
eat it. You're right. But we can still eat them as adults.
No. All right, the next show we're both on, be prepared. You're going to get handed some Tupperware.
Whoa.
I got to try the mac and cheese Langston's on. Yeah, like, what is adult mac and cheese?
He's going holidays baked.
Well,
right?
Well, here's the thing is that black people do eat a very different mac and cheese than
walk me through
white people. Let's
go. I've got
it. Shoot it out of your finger.
It is.
All right.
What is it?
It is it's a baked mac and cheese that black people prefer, and it is sort of a frowned upon thing to be eating the blue
the
box.
Stir.
Not that I do not shame you.
You going crust?
But
on,
I am surprised.
You going crust on top of your bake?
Can I just say calling it the blue word. Box is so great. It's like it further proves Langston has moved past.
I could bring you back. I could bring you back.
So what is there anything that's different about the mac and cheese other than baked?
I think that's
because I've had homemade mac and cheese. Do you just mean it's got to be like homemade, not out of
a
box?
In a big pan.
No, it's usually cooked in a big pan.
because I've had, yeah, okay.
It is baked as opposed to like any version that would be a stovetop.
You ever have it where it's like rigatoni noodles, but it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ever had corn in it?
No.
Me neither. I think I'm weird. But I haven't either, so good.
Is there
you've had corn in yours?
My grandmother is like, she'll put like, there's cheese.
That's some southern,
get corn
that's
bite.
Some South Carolina.
Yeah, right. South Carolina stuff. You get, we got to get corn and stuff. We just, it's, there's not corn in enough stuff.
But is there anything?
We got to have more corn.
Is there anything more sad than a holiday? You get the mac and cheese, the baked, right? And you take it out, and it's just dry.
Yeah.
And you don't want to tell them, and they know.
No, you do want to tell them. You can't.
I don't.
You do want to tell them.
Yes,
you
want
to tell them that a mistake was made here.
And not just a mistake. You're like, you've actually ruined my adventure into the new year.
Guys, I don't know if you knew this, but this is the dish I was looking most forward to.
I don't know if you know this, but you're ending the year wrong for me.
This was going to be how I got to my nap.
Yeah. And now I can't. Now
I can't. Okay, we got to get five.
Yeah, well, here's the thing that you also have to consider. You know, you wipe your ass, but I mean, you got to really use
You're
going to
go up a day?
You got to really use soap if you're going to be drinking stuff out of your fingers that you wipe your asshole with.
Let's just say it, let's just say it shoots out clean. It shoots out clean.
It's clean of the finger, like a little cannon comes
There's
out.
There's a little filter,
You guys want some water?
Yeah,
no, it's like
gadget.
You got a little shit on your finger. Ah, it's fine. The water comes
out
clean.
Out no, clean.
No, Jesus Christ, it's boiling. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's boiling.
You're like, oh, shit's technically a liquid. I chose bad. Let it go.
I chose bad. Shit I chose diarrhea to be one of my fingers. I'm an idiot.
What do you want from me? I'm like,
I thought it'd be funny.
I thought it'd be funny.
If I could shoot diarrhea out of my
mouth. Basically, I wasted a wish.
I also love that too. When somebody goes, what do you want from me? When it's so clearly that we easily wanted something better. What do you want from me? I want you to not choose diarrhea.
I don't want diarrhea.
You're telling me, given five choices, diarrhea is not one of them. You're crazy.
You just need water. Yes, there are other logical solutions, but you just need water. Okay. Diarrhea, I actually... People don't know this. I actually chose diarrhea in the other four.
Diarrhea was my first choice.
I kept forgetting if I hadn't
this
chosen
one,
it.
This one's water.
I had to be very careful which finger I...
I'm always forgetting. It's
I always
mess.
Forget. Now I'm doing this. I'm like, diarrhea. Then I use the water, but it's another diarrhea one.
Now I'm throwing up diarrhea
I just thought
places.
Of another great one. If All we're right. going for fun. Water.
Root beer.
A&W perfectly made root beer.
Wow. So now you have chosen
if
a
I'm
brand.
Gonna, yes.
You've committed to a brand.
I would probably go either like a really good tequila or I would just go margarita.
Mm.
Okay? I'd probably go tequila, to be honest. And then nacho cheese.
Whoa.
Does that count?
Yes.
Lissa, for the win?
I think so.
100%.
Yeah, it can shoot
it
out.
It is a liquid. It in the
It's
in
not
the,
chunky soup.
In so the most dangerous definition of the word,
man,
it is a liquid.
Whatever. You guys want cheese on cheese?
Yeah.
So you want nacho cheese on that?
But the moment you do that, I was like, no, I don't want No, I don't want
It's good cheese.
It's
good.
What about you guys?
When you said tequila, what was I gonna say? God,
I said damn. Margarita or tequila.
I was just thinking, like, what's
you could go pre-batch Negroni.
Oh, okay, small batch, but it's eternal because it's my fingers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go water. I'm not gonna go root beer, but I think I gotta go milkshake.
I like that.
I thought you were gonna say good. Bojangles gravy.
But do I have to? I was gonna say an au jus. Do I have to
barbecue sauce?
Is
ranch?
The milkshake flavor allowed to change? Is or,
no,
or do I,
think I
have
you
to commit
to one commit. Milkshake for the rest?
Well,
of
then
life.
I think I go with vanilla because I could always get chocolate syrup. I could always get
or you could have chocolate syrup on the next finger.
Oh. I could always put chocolate chips. You know, yeah. I go all milkshakes. Like, well, you're gonna die. water, milkshake. Probably a whiskey.
Mm.
And then I guess if I need sustenance, broth is probably the best bet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that right? I don't really know.
You
know, where do you think you get the
so
most?
You found yourself stranded. You got if you have like a bone broth, you're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine.
And
plenty
with water,
of protein
you're
going to
be fine.
That.
You could you easily live for 28, 30 days.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then and then just, I think, wet polenta.
There it is.
Langston?
There's the wasted guess. There's the wasted wish.
Water, yes. Let's all agree on water.
Yeah.
I think I would go if I needed an exotic drink. I'm going pineapple juice. I think that's fine choice.
It's also really healthy for you.
I think, yeah.
But too much of it, you'll get canker sores.
Pineapple juice and cucumber juice mixed together is very good for you.
Oh, is it?
I read that on Instagram. Take that. Do with that what you
will. I believe
it
100%. Believe it. Okay, pineapple juice, water.
I if we're picking a fun sauce, I'm going A1. That's my favorite sauce.
Have you ever had HP Brown sauce?
No, what's HP
Brown? I think it's the closest I think it's English. I think it's from England.
But is that the one with the paper on the outside?
No,
I know what you're talking about.
Lee and Perrin's, is that right?
I got you.
There's one called Worcestershire 57 steak sauce that's my favorite.
Right. I think HP Brown sauce is like the closest to A1 competition, but I know what you mean. There's something about A1.
It's a solid sauce.
There's a little tang to it that is what lifts it above.
Some of those other steak sauces even are like not quite as
good. I'm not into the others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's go A1. You can put that on a lot of shit that you maybe not supposed to.
We have a burger. Any ketchup or mustard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
And it mixes with ketchup really well. Mm-hmm. Do not A1? Ask me how I know that.
Whoa.
Do not even ask. I was young once.
My grandma put corn and macaroni and cheese in front of me.
My grandmother also put those things in mac and cheese. The grossest. It's just like sloppy stew. Like, I don't think
it's dark. It's very dark. This is very dark mac and cheese.
I think this is what you think it is. Not mac and cheese.
Man, I feel like our Patreon is people writing us like follow up.
Yeah. We're gonna get a lot of these.
We just do like we hear back from somebody about what they went through or happened to them, or other people go, here's what I think about that.
We're gonna get people
going, how did you guys not say?
I mean, olive oil is a very practical one.
Mm.
Somebody's gonna ride or die with like soy sauce. Like having that.
Of course. Yeah.
I do think I don't do most of the cooking in my house. Okay. So the practicality of it never even crossed my mind. Yeah, I don't need that. My wife will. Let her fingers
do it.
You could have Alfredo marinara.
Yeah. Marinara.
I mean, you're gonna get tired of that. Do you want pancake batter? Is that allowed?
It's a liquid.
Ooh.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Making pancakes, Johnny Pancakes out there, and you're doing it. You know you got to do it like this. You got the pancake.
Wait, I know this is. It feels like a cheat.
Hey, flapjack, hit me, man.
Feels like a cheat.
You got it. And just like tiny little.
The best diner. Guy Fieri's losing. Fieri's losing.
I'll never have this. I'll never have with this.
And he's been making them that way since 1981. Yeah.
Flavortown's inside of him.
He is Flavortown. He is.
He's the one.
So could you do raw egg?
Guy Fieri's like, let me try that hot sauce. You're like, God, that's good.
Could you do raw egg? It's a liquid, right?
Well, then you're getting egg whites. You can't have the yolk in there.
Or you could do like egg like beaters.
It would have to be like eggnog? Scrambled. Yeah.
Eggnog?
Are you an eggnog man?
No, I mean, yes, I like eggnog, but I'm not going to
pointed at
commit.
You in a way that felt like
well,
you were.
Right, look, my dad invented eggnog. I don't like bragging, but I'm a billionaire.
I'm the heiress to the eggnog
You've
fortune.
You probably heard, but I'm A&W eggnog.
Kate, we love this. I would try an A&W eggnog. You kidding me?
I would drink right now.
We love this. Man, you're right. Hours. We didn't even, if we went, okay, now non-edible, we'd be here for another hour.
I bet you in 6 months, we think these answers are shit. We're like, nah, now I know.
Yeah, when
I
that apocalypse know, does kick
water.
In.
You still
and
go
I'd
water.
Probably still go root beer.
I feel like water is the only one where you actually made a totally correct choice. Yeah. And then everything else is just subjective.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, broth, you can, there's a function to that.
Yeah.
But then like milkshake, I don't need a milkshake.
I agree. Kate. Thanks so much for this letter. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk,
Rory Scovel,
and Langston Kerman.
I just started thinking, do you want like Neosporin?
Oh. You can't eat that.
Yeah, you can. You actually can.
My grandma's.
Incredible.
My grandma's macaroni.
She puts that. That's how she tops it.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. you'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. You're in it. Plugs and hugs with the boys.
What do you got going, Rory?
Go to roryskoll.com for all my dates, but I've got Traverse City, Michigan coming up for a festival, so come on out to that. And I'm going to be in Australia, I think. That isn't confirmed when is what, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. And also, my special will be out in February. You'll hear more about that. If you are wanting to know more about it specifically, go to Instagram or my website. I'll be hyping it way too much.
Mm. Love it. DanielVanKirk.com for my dates. Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, that's coming up here this first weekend of February. Then I've also got D.C. I've got Fort Collins, and I'll be doing a run around the Colorado area as well, plus the Pacific Northwest. Go to DanielVanKirk.com. You can watch my movie Wine Club, which is out and streaming. Check that wherever you want to rent it for the weekend. And then Rose Gold, my special, should be coming out in April. Mm. And I'll be able to run that hour up until it drops. So if you want to see that and get some of that Rose Gold merch, everything's at DanielVanKirk.com. Also, did you see good old Dave Jacoby was like, would you guys be interested in doing a...
He's trying to get us down to the hotel.
Yeah, but he has a lot of making up to do.
He's
got to
get me a hat.
I know.
Okay. Langston, what do you got?
I'm not dropping a special, so don't look
just
out for that.
Just say you are.
All right. January 1st. just follow me at Langston Kerman and listen to my podcast, My Mama Told Me. Mm-hmm. It's about black people and conspiracy theories, and sometimes the two of them intermix quite a bit. Listen to that wherever you listen to podcasts, like this one.
Yeah. Love it. Perfect. Yeah. Shall we do it?
Yep.
Let's read this letter that's right here.
Yeah, read it.
The force get in. Letter written to a person from a person. Hello, pen pals.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
This is interestingly
pitch that. You David formatted. Yeah, love it.
I wanted to start off by saying that I love the podcast. I attempt to grow the show every chance I get. Whenever I am giving my family or friends advice on an issue, I try to incorporate your F2F, face-to-face, and RRGT, rip-roaring good time cults. I take that opportunity to introduce them to the podcast. However, I am finding it hard to go F2F with my husband. We are 37 years old. Have been married for five, almost 6 years, together for 2 years before we got married. We have three kids, a 4.5-year-old, 2-year-old, and a 2-month-old boy. Mm. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and my husband works a 7:30 to 4 Monday to Friday job. It's physical, but not overly. I am having trouble getting him to help out in the evenings and weekends. We have a trailer and spend most weekends in the spring, summer, part of fall there. In Canada, so snow doesn't allow us to use it year-round. In Canada, so snow, okay. You all get what I said.
Yeah, we get it.
So we can't use it year-round because it's in Canada. Snow, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying blah, blah, blah. Cut that out. That sounded rude. No, leave it in. Blah, fucking blah.
You know
here
what?
We go.
Take the F word out.
You know what? Leave it. Put more of it in. Quadruple it. He likes to spend this time drinking with neighbors. No one thought, like, you thought he just kind of wasn't helping. Yeah. Now you're like, he gets fucked up.
Oh, yeah. This is because this is the yeah. E.
He don't come home.
He's got this one whiskey finger.
Evenings and weekends, he likes to
spend. He likes to spend this time drinking with neighbors and playing a game cornhole. The issue is that he has three little kids. The other guys he's hanging out with are our parents' ages and have no little kids to look after.
Whoa.
At home, he likes to come home and decompress by smoking marijuana or having a beer or many. I am getting worried about his intake or both. He is not able to help me with dinner, bath, or bedtime effectively some days. I am starting to feel like a single parent. I am lucky. The 4-year-old is in junior kindergarten. 2-year-old is at preschool 3 days a week. So I usually just have a newborn all day, but I need a break too some days. I feel like anytime I bring up his drinking, it turns into a fight. I don't want to nag him and be that kind of wife, but something needs to change. Have you ever had trouble giving out advice face-to-face, but a hard time following your own advice? Do you have any advice on how I can bring it up without it starting a fight or me sounding like a nag? Thanks for all the laughs. Hopefully you can do that with this letter too. I listen to your podcast and DPT when I take the kids for a walk, and I'm sure people think I'm crazy because I end up laughing and smiling like a fool. Sincerely, your pen pal, M.
Bling, 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 bling,
bling, blong.
I
love that.
That's so great to just get on board. No one, I don't think a single guest has ever done that. Bling, yeah. Blong.
What do you want to say, guys?
I do have to say right out of the gate, one thing I want to address is I think it's unhealthy to consider yourself a nag when you are merely asking
stating your needs
for help in what is a, you know, a co-parenting. Like, these are both your children. It's a co-parenting thing. I feel like I can speak to this because I live in a state of eternally wondering if I'm helping enough
and
not always fixing what I, like, I know I could be doing more.
Yeah.
And then
you're
gone
for 4
days.
Yeah.
Non-stop gone.
Yes. Yeah. Because you live in the space of, well, I go on the road. And then so when I come home, I kind of need space to get back into it. And then I find myself being like, oh, I'm kind of not maybe sharing the load that I could be sharing and what we all now, you know, as more, I think, civilized men, speaking specifically to fathers and men, like,
sure.
We now know, like, all right, we don't live in this world of, like, 9 to 5, come home, the 50s. It's not the 50s. Like, I'm coming home here to help parent. I am a part of this job as well. There's more that I could be doing, but my wife definitely brings it up when I should be doing it, and then I feel this shame that she even had to.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that I don't fix this problem in advance.
I definitely feel like as a parent, you are constantly just reassessing whether or not you're contributing at all.
Yes.
Where you're like, I didn't help with that even one bit. Even when you're present in the room and involved, you know what I mean? Like, that's just a natural anxiety that I think a healthy parent probably should have.
Sure, yeah.
And in that way, if this person is not feeling that, then that is a bad sign for his willingness even to be a good parent.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to totally... You have one kid? Two kids?
Yeah, I have one.
One, yeah. How old?
She's 2. She turned 2 in October.
Yeah, like... So we have this in common, both having just one kid.
Yeah.
Even with one kid, I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing enough. Yeah. And one kid, any parent will tell you, is definitely the easiest amount of kids to have to juggle.
They say it's the best you can
actually
do.
Actually, they say at eight. It comes back around at eight. Yeah. At eight, it gets even easier.
Oh,
than
they
one.
Just yes. are training each other yeah. like oh, a yeah. little yeah. dojo.
Yeah, at eight, you're just a company.
Yeah.
And now you're the CEO who kind of doesn't have to show
you're
up
just
in the building
walking
if you don't
between
want to.
Lines. Yeah. You're like, yeah, no, they yeah. look good. Yeah. Yeah.
Looks good. The product's going out. Everybody's happy. Great. All right, great. Yeah, I got to say that you guys are 37 years old. There is a world where, and this is me just trying to put out possibilities. Mm. There's a world where your husband maybe does need this F2F. I couldn't tell you how to do it without starting a fight because I don't know the variables of personalities. But I do got to say, men do experience also a postpartum depression when mm-hmm. having kids, and it's not talked about enough in the fact that women experience it, and it's not talked about enough the fact that men also experience it. Despite the fact that you did not physically birth this child, it doesn't mean that your life has changed massively and in a way where you look at your own existence and you start to question things. Like, things happen, things change, mm-hmm. and you feel it, and there's a chance that he's now gone down this road with three kids and maybe is not aware that he has this thing he needs to address, or is, and he's avoiding it. I would say if he's playing cornhole obsessively with people who are old enough to be his dad, he's definitely maybe avoiding what can I be doing as a father, and yeah. maybe he's living in this space of, oh, I don't know if this was what I pictured my life would be. And
I wonder too that if maybe the approach should be less about him fixing his drinking
this
and
is what
more
I was
about
say.
Him reassessing his relationship with his kids or even relationship with cornhole.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Maybe we could just play less cornhole and that can
work. Or just ping pong. Like, yeah. Get into something else.
I think, though, that's what I would say to her. And
what
if
can
you're going to do
and
an F2F, if you're going to do an F2F, I would say my first approach would be make the F2F about not what he's doing and more about what you need. Yeah. Because if he gives you more of what you need, it should solve the amount of time he's out with the guys, the amount of time that he's drinking, the amount of time that he's getting high, because he's had to devote that time to meeting your needs.
Yeah.
So you sort of can just say, rather than coming down of like, well, you're always fucking doing this, it's more about I need this. And then if that person meets those needs for you, hopefully that will create a balance in what they're doing that the other side of the scale is more about you being happy. Yeah. If that doesn't happen, right? You've said, here's what I need. They don't listen to you at all. They keep doing all this stuff. Then your next conversation is, here's why I have an issue with you. Because I told you what I needed, and now I need to tell you what you keep doing in place of doing what I need.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, one's more like, meet me rather than I'm coming at you.
Yeah. I think you make a good point that, again, there's variables we can't speak to because we don't know him. I get the impression that similarly, this is not about alcoholism.
No.
I just get the impression that it's not. Like, oh, I came home and I was a beer. Like, this reminds me of maybe the drinking that I do where, you know, there's times in my life as a father that I would be like, oh man, I'm getting high all the time, or I'm booking spots all the time, or I'm just wondering, oh, I want to go play golf. I want to get out of here. Oh, it's just the baby. It's just you. I mean, I look back on my own parental responsibilities and realize I feel a heavy burden and a regret that I can't change is that I feel like I abandoned my wife when our baby was there. Cause I was like, not just the baby. You're fine. Yeah. I'll get out of here. And what I later had to come to accept was that I was definitely avoiding this new space because I was confused by it. And I didn't hit it head on with the confidence I should have. Instead, I kind of tried to run away from it and see if it would kind of fix it on its own. I say all that to say that there's a lot of this behavior, I think, that's kind of reminding me of myself. And I think Daniel makes a good point in saying, like, maybe the problem to address is not is going, hey, I want to talk about your drinking or all these things, but stating specifically what your needs are. And this is another leap, but maybe he's going to go, well, I go to work, and so when I come home, this is my time to unwind. You have to remind him that you have three children. Where is your cornhole 3 hours you can step away from this? And it doesn't exist because you have this responsibility. I would say, do not wait for the love of your husband. Don't wait on approaching him with this topic, because with your child at 4.5 years old, I get a feeling he's going to live a great deal of regret when he realizes how fast the leap from 4.5 years old to 8 years old is. And it's depressing, because when she turns eight, or he turns eight, when she turns eight, he's going to then go, oh, I think I got to figure it out. And it's going to be so sad, because you're going to go, oh, fuck, I'm too late.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm too late because maybe I just thought, oh, this is just what, I'll be this kind of dad. And he won't maybe know that these connections now are so important and so vital to the relationships he'll have with those kids. I mean, even tell him, like, hey, there's a day when you're going to be the dad and you're going to want your kids to be the ones that play cornhole with you. But you got to start that now.
Well, that's what I was, I think, and maybe this is helpful in pushing her to ask this question, but why can't your kids be part of your decompression for the day?
Yes.
Like, I think if you can frame it that way, or at least get him to ask that question himself, then maybe you can meet in the middle somewhere, because my daughter is never making my life. It doesn't feel like decompression based off of how she acts, right? Sure. I'm chasing a nutcase around.
Yeah. Well, she's not good
time.
At cornhole.
She stinks at cornhole and drinking.
Mm-hmm. She can't even get the beer into her mouth.
But then there's a part of me that enjoys her company so much that the joy of her presence becomes a decompression, even though the labor of it is not decompressing, right?
Yeah.
It's not relaxing on
maybe
a couch.
Maybe isn't at that point of discovery.
Yeah.
Because everything you just said doesn't make sense on paper.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. This seems like it sucks.
Yeah.
And it probably looks like it sucks when he comes back in and she's running around and they're screaming and shit.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's like, yo, I gotta go.
Yeah,
smoke.
I gotta go to the front yard. Yeah. I gotta get high.
This looks
beer.
Fucking nuts, bro.
I gotta see if Carl's awake. Well, you know, his age, he goes to bed at 6.
Well, you know, that's what I was gonna say. Maybe I'm wishful thinking, because God knows, historically, men have been very good at allowing other men to be shitty. Mm. But there's a part of me that wonders, like, if you know, if she were to say, like, well, ask those guys what it was like when their kids weren't full grown. That if he were to be like, yeah, she's just mad because she sent us too much time out here with you guys, that they might go, well, you know, we're out here because we're done.
Yeah.
We're out here because
we wish we could do it again.
We probably do. Hopefully. I hope that too. Wish they could do it again. But that they would go, hey, man, we're out here like fucking off and doing cornhole and drinking because we don't. Our houses make us sad. Our kids are gone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? On some level, there's that empty nest feeling where people get very sad and they seek out. Like, people get retired and they go,
if these dudes are secretly that vulnerable, that would be so
fun.
I
would hope it, wouldn't you?
I hope that he
gets
that.
Or at least one guy.
Carl's got a shirt on that says, kids suck. He's not helpful at all.
But one guy would.
He's like, no, those guys fucking suck.
But one guy would look at him and be like, yeah, she's... Like, you're gonna you can hang out here with us, dude. We'd love to have you, but you are missing out on a lot of shit in there.
Yeah.
And our kids are in college or off of jobs, and you know, there's that old thing of like, the story of like parents who like call and be like, I can't figure out how to work this remote or whatever it is, and then they get off the phone and the parent grabs the TV and unmutes it and turns it to another channel.
Oh, that they're, this is all a ruse to reconnect with your children.
Yes. And so they might long for those days and search for it. And they'd be like, yeah, dude, we love having you out. It's great. We need a fourth for cornhole bags anyway. And, but you are missing shit in there, just so you know, like, well,
and also I gotta say, like, I can't imagine this, like, especially if it's like you need help out on the evenings. Sure, that's its own story, but not helping on the weekends is a whole other issue.
Yeah.
Like, that, there is a level of, from what I'm reading here, and like I said, all the, like, devil's advocate, maybe he's going through this stuff. It still bleeds heavy selfishness.
Yeah, and that's what I mean where I say that there has to be a real assessment of whether or not this person even has the willingness to do it.
Yeah.
Instead of it being like, hey, I need you to step up, you sort of have to be able to reflect. And it may be through conversation, or it may just be through
clear. Well, you usually know what you're getting from somebody if you say, can I talk to you about my needs?
Yeah.
If they're like, yeah, of course, versus... Yeah.
Here we
You're
go.
Like, oh, okay. Well, yeah. we know exactly where this is going to go.
And that's how I am.
But also, I do really like your side of it, Rory, where you were like, you know, he may, whether he's willing to do it or can acknowledge it himself, he may be going through an identity crisis.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I feel benefit like I'm reading from some here. Sort of At the help. Age of 37, you're approaching what is considered midlife, given the fact that maybe 80 is roughly the time that sure. we stop shooting liquids out of our fingers and perish.
Those fingers dry up.
Those fingers dry up. And you're like, no more root beer.
That's how you explain it to your kids. Yeah. Grandpa's fingers dried up.
My fingers don't work anymore. Because you work with your hands? Oh, no. I could shoot different liquids out of each finger. The weirdest one was always the thumb.
You're like old man Logan. You're like Wolverine Logan. You're like, it's been a hard life.
Just one last mustard.
I hurt myself today. All right, Rory, take it.
What's the fifth liquid? The stuff the T-1000 was made out of.
Now you're cheating. But that's awesome.
That is.
So I just made
that's
an
honestly
army.
The best answer not an army. Anybody put out today. But yes, please.
Terminator army. I think it's he's 37 and it's I'm approaching 40 and I am sympathetic to all of your needs. I'm just trying to throw out there like what could this guy be going through? He could be a piece of shit and you don't want to come to terms with it. That's always a possibility. It's just reality. But here you are with three kids and you need help. And so as hard as it is to have an F2F, and I because it always results in an argument, I couldn't tell you how to effectively do it because I don't know how you've already tried to do it.
Right.
But I do think if it isn't about drinking and all this stuff and you are trying, you might be responding, listening to this right now, going, I have tried all those things. I couldn't fully tell you what the right approach is because I just don't know you and how you've tried to approach it. And I don't know him and how he might be willing or unwilling to listen to any mm-hmm. kind of change. So I do think it's important though. And I do think if you think that person is in there who's maybe just kind of off track right now and needs to get back on track, if that it sounds like this person, you know, we say it all the time. Therapy is always a great resource. I don't know if it's one that's available, but couples therapy is also a great resource. You can get into space and kind of open up a little more if that's available. But yeah, I don't know. I think you got to get some help and you got to make it clear that you need help. Maybe I don't want it to be like forced, but you could be like, yeah, anyways, look, I signed up for a painting class. So on Wednesdays, I'm going to be gone from 4 to 6.
Yeah.
And that's going to be on you to watch the kids, get them dinner, get them bathed, and get them in bed. Mm-hmm. And then he might be like, now, the downside of that is, fuck, that's a lot of work and that's crazy. He might be like, this is why I play fucking cornhole and drink. But
this also might be the kind of guy who's like, yeah, they'll watch themselves.
Yeah, they and then you're like, okay, so. Oh, they're still in the bathtub? That's crazy. It's been 3 hours and the water's definitely cold. But I don't know. On weekends, I don't know. I don't want to give you like work to do, but I don't know if it's like I put a thing together that we're all going to go do on the weekend because I'm just trying to see if maybe your eyes and heart and mind will open up to go, oh, fuck, I'm missing sure. this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it requires something as simple as a picnic or something. I don't know. I think you got to figure out a way to get them on the court. I don't know how to do it, though.
I hope they let us know. Oh, you read it.
You do hope he's at least good at bags.
Oh, he's got to be the best.
He's what, out there enough.
What if he's just shit?
You guys know Jamar Moore is a champion of cornhole now?
In what way? Like
also
what
you, like in
local
the
tournament or like on ESPN?
In the
kind of
ESPN
shit?
Tournament.
Oh, shit.
Jamar Moore and some other guy. One
and that's how that's their team name.
Ocho Cinco's doing
it. Is he?
Yes, and crushing.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of surprising
who,
competitors.
Ocho Cinco and some other guy.
That's what it feels like. Some guy named
Ocho
Bale.
Cinco and a man built like 1-0.
Single Cinco. Uno Cinco. Ocho Cinco and Uno Cinco.
You read this.
And they are the first and eighth place. Okay. M, thank you so much. I hope that we were helpful in some way or made you at least laugh about this situation in some way. But hit us back and let us know how this goes if you do take these steps. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Roy Scovel,
Daniel Van Kirk,
and Langston Kerman.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.